Good morning for Friday, August 5th, 2011. This is the New York Times Audio Digest presented by Audible. Here's what's happening this morning. Stocks take their worst tumble in 2 years. The U.S. is taking a step to open drilling in the Arctic Ocean, and Congress is seen as a top culprit in the debt debate. In today's national headlines, cleanup grinds on for months after disasters. A partial shutdown of the FAA ends, for now, and scientists see evidence in photos of water flowing on Mars. In today's financial news, New York moves to block mortgage settlement. Guardians of security become targets of hackers. And Kraft Foods to keep Oreos, but not Velveeta, in division. There will be more business stories along with more national and world news. A roundup from the sports page and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story is titled, Stocks Take Worst Tumble in 2 Years. Reported by Graham Boley. What began as a relatively calm day in the stock markets ended in the worst rout in more than 2 years, as investors dumped stocks amid anxiety that both Europe and the United States were failing to fix deepening economic problems. With a steep decline of around 5% in the U.S. on Thursday, stocks have now fallen nearly 11% in 2 weeks, culminating in a frantic sell-off as investors sought safer investments, including Treasury bonds, which some had been avoiding amid the debate over extending the debt ceiling. Sparking the drop was an unsuccessful effort by the European Central Bank to reassure the markets, which instead ended up spooking investors. The bank intervened with a show of support to buy bonds of some smaller countries, but not Italy and Spain, whose mounting troubles have come into the spotlight. This was taken as a sign that the recent rescue packages put in place by Europe could soon be overwhelmed by the huge debt burdens in those two countries. Investors were further unnerved by a candid remark by José Manuel Barroso, the European Commission president, who seemed to confirm fears about the sense of political paralysis. Rather than play down the problems, as European officials have done since the debt crisis began last year, he said, markets remain to be convinced that we're taking the appropriate steps to resolve the crisis. With investors in the United States already focusing anew on fragile economic growth and high unemployment, waves of selling of stocks began in Europe and continued throughout the day in the United States. Analysts said the market still might have further to fall as investors reassess the dimming economic prospects. In the short run, attention will be focused on critical unemployment numbers for July, to be released on Friday morning. And some in the markets are already questioning whether the Federal Reserve has done enough to mend the economy and whether it could soon take further steps to stimulate growth. On Thursday, more than 14 billion shares changed hands, the heaviest selling in more than a year. In addition to being unnerved by weaker economic data reported in recent days, investors appeared to lose their optimism about the strength of corporate profits that had driven increases in the stock market in the first half of this year. At the close, the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index was down 60.27 points, or 4.75%, to 1,200.07. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 512.75 points, or 4.33%, to 11,383.68. And the NASDAQ was down 136.68, or 5.08%, to 2,556.33. The S&P 500 has now fallen 10.7% from 1,345 on July 22nd, underlining the new negative investment sentiment about the economy and about Europe. "We are now in correction mode," said Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at S&P. "We could have another couple of weeks to go before it bottoms." The last time the market was in a correction was last summer, when it fell 16% before recovering.